Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hello, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Whitney Liddy. Dr. Liddy is an otolaryngologist at Northwestern Medicine and assistant professor, otolaryngology, head and neck surgery at Northwestern University. Dr. Liddy, you specialize in treating thyroid nodules, so I was hoping that you could explain that condition.
I would be happy to, and thanks for having me. So everybody has a thyroid gland. It's a small butterfly-shaped gland with a right lobe and a left lobe, and it sits low in the front of your neck over your airway and kind of tucked in underneath your neck muscles. This gland produces thyroid hormone, which circulates through your bloodstream to your body tissues. Your body needs this hormone to keep it kind of functioning at a normal rate. But within the thyroid gland, you can develop thyroid nodules, which are abnormal growths of thyroid cells that can form lumps in the gland. These lumps are usually benign, meaning not cancerous, but in about 5 to 10% of cases, they can be a cancer.
So how common are thyroid nodules? And I'm just wondering, too, if I could follow up with that and ask what causes them.
They are so common. They occur in up to 50% of us, especially as we get older. We don't know all the causes for most thyroid nodules, but the good news is that over 90% of nodules are benign or not cancerous. Thyroid nodules can run in families, and some conditions can increase the patient's risk of getting thyroid nodules. One condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, that's a long one, it's an autoimmune condition of the thyroid that can cause the thyroid to not work as well, which leads to something called hypothyroidism, or lower production of that thyroid hormone. Often patients have to take a supplemental thyroid hormone pill daily, but they're also at increased risk of developing these thyroid nodules. Other things, rarely, like iodine deficiency, which is super uncommon in the United States, this can cause thyroid nodules because the thyroid uses iodine to produce thyroid hormone. And then we touched on it briefly before, but thyroid nodules can be cancerous. Thankfully, this is only in about 5 to 10% of cases of nodules. Usually, this is caused by a mutation in one of the cells in the thyroid that then leads to cancer growth. Less commonly, thyroid cancer can run in families because of an inherited genetic risk factor.
Well, if you're just joining us, you are just in time for Voices of Better Medicine, and we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and Dr. Liddy is joining me today. So what symptoms should listeners be aware of that might indicate that thyroid nodules may be cancerous?
Well, so usually thyroid nodules are asymptomatic. People don't notice them. You don't have symptoms from them. Occasionally, they can grow big enough that you might see them or feel them. You might notice them when you're looking in the mirror or buttoning up a shirt collar. If thyroid nodules grow big enough, sometimes patients may feel some pressure on the windpipe or esophagus. Or if a nodule is large enough, it may cause difficulty breathing in certain positions, but this isn't common. Even less common would be to notice something like voice hoarseness because of a thyroid nodule. But if you notice this, it can be a more worrisome symptom of a cancerous nodule. And this can happen if a cancerous nodule invades the nerve controlling your vocal cord, which runs back behind the thyroid before it enters the voice box. One other point I would say, you know, thyroid hormone levels that you can test with a blood test usually are normal in patients who have a thyroid nodule or a cancerous nodule. But occasionally, with benign nodules, you can actually have the nodule produce extra thyroid hormone and become hyperthyroid, where you're producing too much thyroid hormone. Sometimes this is treated with different types of medicine, or sometimes even surgery to remove that part of the thyroid.
So what should somebody's next steps be if they are concerned about thyroid nodules or even possibly thyroid cancer?
Well, you should start by seeing your doctor and make sure that you have a neck exam during your annual physical exam. If there are any concerns, then an ultrasound of your neck can be ordered. We don't usually recommend everybody gets an ultrasound to screen for this every year, just because nodules are so common and the risk of thyroid cancer is low.
Dr. Liddy, can you give us one key takeaway that you want our listeners to know about thyroid nodules or thyroid cancer?
I would say thyroid nodules are very common, and they're usually benign. They don't usually cause symptoms, and so are often diagnosed either on physical exam with your doctor or incidentally, meaning they're picked up on an imaging study you might have for another reason. While about 5 to 10% of thyroid nodules are cancerous, most types of thyroid cancer are highly treatable, usually with surgery to remove part or all of your thyroid, with an overall excellent prognosis.
Dr. Liddy, what a pleasure and how informative. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.